A woman who spoke on condition of anonymity said she was contracted to supply food items, soap and milk to the Aswa cantonment site in eastern Equatorial State and had been demanding the government pay its outstanding arrears for 3 years. She says suppliers turned up in response to an alert sent by Presidential Security Advisor Atut Gatlak. The head of the National Transitional Committee, NTC, saying they would be paid on Tuesday. The woman says instead the suppliers were turned away, sparking an angry protest.
There is a regulation which is put by the gate here, no entry because of corona until the 1st of January. So for us, the consultants, they are fired. They have been asking for this money almost 3 years. We are demanding only 200 and but they pay in installments.
Some of the suppliers say they face risk of arrest for failing to honor their financial obligations to their sources of goods and therefore desperately need to get paid. Supplier Agwonkur says he has already served a 7-month jail sentence that summoned from his failure to pay his own supplies. He is demanding $1.6 million for the food items he supplied to the Rajaf Owinkebul Training Center.
A businessman, I supply Ministry of Peace, and I've been now demanding them for almost now 2 years. But people which I took food items from them and I supply to cantonment areas, to peace soldiers of last time, the joint forces, they are not paying me my money, and the one I took food from them, they have arrested me. Now I'm in Cooper. So today I came out to come and demand, and there's no way. I'm seeing there's no change. And I don't know, I'm really suffering. I'm suffering in my country.
Henry Chody, another businessman who supplied the cantonment sites, says the contracts he signed with the NTC states that he would get paid in 2 weeks. He says he has awaited for nearly 3 years to be paid. Chody says the last time the government paid him, he received only $1,400 out of more than $1 million in arrears.
They promised us last week Tuesday that they are going to pay us $20 million. Office manager for advisor Tut Kel, $20 million. And then Mr. Chairman of NPTC, Tut Golak, left to Khartoum. By the time he left to Khartoum, we remained with the Talib. We came by Tuesday. Talib said, Tuesday, I'm going to remove a check. He's jumping away from promise. He promised us that he's going to give us $20 million. Again, he's going to look for a check. So they've been playing us all this time. Again, he promised us on today, Talib, say, you guys come Tuesday today, that you will come and get your money. You suppliers of NPTC, NTC, you have $10 million. And the $10 million is for hotels, transport. That's the money he gave us. He gave us $20 million. So we are going today to receive our money. They start beating us.
William Mayar also said he supplied food to cantonment areas of the SPLM-AIO in Kapweta, Aswa, and in Juba.
Imported the food from different places since our country does not have food. We bought the food to support the peace process in our country and the country to support us. But when we go to the chairman's office, he does not tell us the truth. Where is the money? Many of us are in prison. We borrowed money to buy the food. If you visit Juba Central Prison, those traders who supply food to areas of the SPLM-IO are in there. Those of Maker Guy and many others are in the prison because we supply the government with the food and they don't pay us.
Repeated calls to the National Transitional Committee for reaction went unanswered. Other calls to NTC officials Stephen Wiu also went unanswered. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi in Juba.